Welcome to GCAF Manila Podcast. Listen to God's Word on the go and on demand.
Hinga muna tayo, di ba? Thank you, praise and worship team, sa napaka, paano ko ba sasabihin, busog na busog pa lang na tayo sa simula pa lang sa pagkakanta pa lang. At kung napansin nyo mga kapatid, pure Tagalog yun. Breakthrough yun. So, good job sa inyo. So, magandang umaga po sa ating lahat. Magandang umaga rin po sa aming mga kapatid na nandyan po sa Facebook and YouTube. Kaway-kaway po ako dito. And talaga namang, kayo ba'y naniniwala sa akin na ito'y napakalaking biyaya sapagkat nabigyan na naman tayo ng bagong pagkakataon na matuto sa salita ng Panginoon? Agree po ba tayo doon? Parang iba, gano'n. Praise God! So we are continuing in our series in the book of Romans. So para po sa mga bisita, nasa book of Romans po kami. And we are highlighting this. Wait lang po. Please help me. So we are highlighting this hashtag unshakable in the book of Romans. And nasa chapter 7 na po tayo. And this is the last segment of it. Pero bago po tayo magpatuloy, babalikan po muna natin yung sinabi ni Pastor Marvin or yung tinuro niya sa atin last Sunday. And natutunan po natin na the truths, there are truths about the law. And there are also truths about the clicker. Alam niyo po ba yun? Nawawalan po daw siya ng battery. So, Duracell pa naman. So, there are truths about the law. Una-una po, sinabi sa atin ni Pastor Marvin that the law reveals the reality of men. Ano po ba to? The reality of men is that we are sinners. We are sinful. Nothing is wrong about the law. It's us. Narinig nyo na ba yun? Walang mali sa'yo. It's me. Ah. Wala. Si Pastor Marvin lang nakarinig. Pastor Marvin, tayo lang nakaintindi nun. Baka. So, and second is that the law reveals that rescue is needed. Ano pong ibig sabihin nito? Because of sa ating kasalanan, there should be a rescue. And mamaya, babalikan po natin to. And number three, the law reveals the righteousness of God. Nakuha po ba? Because that is chapter 7 and we are still in chapter 7. So, babalik at babalikan po natin yan. Pangahawakan po natin ang mga katotohanan about the law sa ating pagtatapos in chapter 7. So basahin na po natin ito kasi medyo mahaba po ito. In verse Romans chapter 7 verses 13 to 25. You can read with me. But how can that be? Parang kanta, di ba? How can it be? How can that be? Did the law which is good cause my death? Tanong po yun. Sabi na naman ni Apostle Paul, of course not. Sin used what was good to bring about my condemnation to death. So we can see how terrible sin really is. Nakita na ba natin how terrible sin is? Yes, lakihan natin. It uses God's good commands for its own evil purposes. So the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, for I am all too human. A slave to sin, I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that what I am doing is wrong, this shows that I agree with the law. So I am not the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. Dalawang beses na pong inulit yan. And I know that nothing good lives in me. That is in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. Tindi. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing it, doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but here is another power within that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. In other version, oh, wretched I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thanks God. The answer is in Christ Jesus. So you see how it is? In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Thank you so much, Panginoon, sa bagong pagkakataon na ibinigay niyo po sa amin. Pagkakataon, Panginoon, na makinig po sa inyong salita. This is the last segment of chapter 7, and let it be, Lord, that you will transform our hearts through your words. And in the transformation, Lord, it will cause us na kung saan, Lord, tingnan ang aming mga sarili at gumawa po ng mga hakbang na kung saan nakaayon po ang aming buhay para sa inyo. Tulungan niyo po ako na inyong manggagawa. Tulungan niyo po aking mga kapatid na siya po ang tatanggap ng itong mensahe. I pray for my brothers and sisters who are online. Lord, don't allow na mawalan po sila ng internet. Don't allow na mawalan po sila ng electricity. And same to us here. Bless our time in Jesus' name. Amen. Yan. So, looking at this picture, yan. Na-experience yun na po ba ito? Na tipong meron kang dual personality? Na-experience yun na ba po yung time na kung saan parang kinakausap mo yung sarili mo? Ang iba tumatawa siguro. Madalas, Pastor. Kanina nga lang, Pastor, kung anong susuotin ko. So, nagulo yung kabinet niya kasi sinubukan niya na lahat. So, may mga moments talaga na mapapaisip ka, especially when you are making decision. And napansin niyo na ba, bakit kaya nagkakaroon ng ganung moments sa buhay natin? Na parang tipong may dual personality ka, na kagaya na lang ng yung bata nga, parang kinakausap yung sarili niya sa salamin. Yung tipong may bumubulong sa iyo dito, then may bumubulong din sa kabila. Yung tipong tatakpan mo na kasi yung naririnig mo na talaga, wala namang sounds, pero parang may naririnig ka. And it looks like there is a war within yourself, parang gera po sa Russia at saka sa Ukraine. So, ang matindi po kasi war siya kasi gusto manalo nung isa at saka gusto rin manalo nung isa. Nakaramdam na po ba kayo ng ganong mga situation in life? Ayos, kami na naman ni Pastor Marvin lang talaga. Pastor Marbs, marami. So, I entitled God's message this morning, mga kapatid, Man's Great Conflict. Because just like the pictures while ago, si Apostle Paul is having this kind of conflict within himself. Now, wanting to do this and yet ended up doing something else. Something he did not want to do and yet he have done it anyway. You see, mga kapatid, balikan po natin bakit ganito po and why we are talking about this. Na kwento na po yan dito since romance series. Let's go back to the meta-narrative, yung great story po ng Bible. So, in the beginning, God created woman, a man and woman in His likeness. Mankind is in direct relationship or in communion with God. It is the best place on earth. Nasa garden sila. But Satan deceived mankind. Kumain siya ng prutas galing sa tree of knowledge of good and evil. And because of that, they disobeyed him. That's the fall. Pumasok po yung kasalanan sa buhay ng tao through one man, si Adam. And because of that, we are receiving the effects of that until right now at sa yung mga ipapanganak pa po. So pinaalis sila sa garden and we see the story. Kung babasahin niyo po sa Old Testament, grabe po yung wickedness, nag-increase po yung wickedness and yung evil in the hearts of men. Until such time, because there is the Mosaic law, ang sabi po dun sa law, ay sabi po sa Romans, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And for the wages of sin is death. The law requires a blood atonement for the sin of men, but it has to come from a person who has no sin. Mahirap hanapin yun. So God, because of His requirement, because of His holiness, because of His character, He has to do something. And so He intervened. Pinadala niya ang kanyang anak. And that is the redemption story, mga kapatid. Tayo'y makasalanan, pero tayo'y niredeem ng Diyos Ama sa pamamagitan ng kanyang anak na si Jesucristo. And so, the requirement of the law was fulfilled. It was fulfilled not by us, but it was fulfilled by His own Son. Kaya nga, wala tayong maipagmalaki sa bawat isa kasi all of us here, we were redeemed by someone and that is in Jesus Christ. So the life that you live right now, the life that I live, we owe it to God who is the giver of life. Huwag natin kalimutan po yan. So we are in the redemption and the last story is the restoration where God will make all things new. Wala pa po tayo doon, papunta po tayo doon at wala po nakakaalam kailan. Wala po kayo maniwala doon sa mga movie na June 11, June 12, Independence Day yun. So, wag po kayo maniwala doon. So, we live between the story of redemption and to the restoration. And so, how we live our lives right now is very important. We have a new identity as Christ or as children of God. We are united with Him. Our master now is not the law, but we are under grace. And so, my question, mga kapatid, do you believe by faith that you were justified by God through Jesus Christ? Do you believe? Amen. Kasi sabi po sa Romans 1:17, ito po talaga yung goal natin. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous or the just will live by faith. Do we declare that God is the center of our hearts? Do we declare that Jesus is now our master, hindi po yung ating self? Do we declare that? Amen. But then, chapter 7, very important po. Bakit? Yes, we are not under the power of sin. We are not under the law. We are now in Jesus Christ. But then, Paul is stating a very, very important reality sa buhay ng isang mananampalataya at isang tao dito sa mundo. There is the presence of sin. When we talk about sin, there are three pieces of that. The penalty of sin, the power of sin, and the presence of sin. Ang penalty na bayaran na po. Ang power, wala na po because we involve ourselves in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and so we are now dead to sin and ano tayo? Alive in Christ. Wow! But then, sin is still there. Bakit? We are still in this world. Huwag po natin kalimutan yan. So, this presence of sin is what causes man's great conflict. Bakit po great? Hindi siya greatest. Kasi tapos na po yung greatest. The greatest conflict is we cannot be reconciled to God. Pero na-reconcile na tayo. But then there's still another conflict that is happening that as long as tayo, mga believers, nandito sa mundo, we are challenged by sin. Sino po na-challenge sa sin? Kunti lang kami ah. Tayo po, di ba, na-challenge tayo sa sin. Minsan nga sa pagbibigay ng tithes, di ba? Because Lord, 10% ba talaga? Pwede ba 9? 1% na nga lang. Gawin mo na lang 5%. We are challenged by sin. But the truth, mga kapatid, we are challenged by sin, yet God's grace is greater. Huwag po natin kalimutan yan. No matter how big sin is, remember that Jesus has already defeated death. Jesus has already been defeated what Satan can do. Kaya po sa Passion of the Christ, kita nyo po, sino nakapanood sa Passion of the Christ? Nung nabuhay si Jesucristo, galit na galit si Satanas. Kasi alam niyang talo siya. Hindi niya alam na mangyayari yun. So God's grace is greater in our lives. At papahapyawan ko po yan kasi si Pastor Marvin po, ang titira niyan sa chapter 8, napakaganda po, life in Christ. Kita niyo po yun? But then, we will talk this morning about the struggle of mankind to sin. So we ask the question, in what manner, Pastor, do we experience this great conflict of sin in our lives? So this is what, according to the text, and I hope and pray that you will be able to analyze it and ma-reflect nyo sa buhay nyo and then make an action step later. So unang-una po, ito po ay nangyayari with conflicting circumstances. When we say conflicting circumstances, there is a conflict between the law and the believer. Palagi po natin pinag-usapan yan since chapter 6 and chapter 7. And so magtatapos tayo dito. Sabi po dito, but how can that be? Did the law which is good cause my death? Of course not. Sin used what was good to bring about my condemnation to death. Sabi po yan ni Pastor Marvin, na kung saan, nothing is wrong with the law because the law is, sabi dito sa chapter 4, verse 14, ano po dito sa naka-red tag? The law is spiritual and good. Maka-spiritual po siya at mabuti. So, the trouble or ang salarin sa conflicting circumstances between the law and the believer is sin. For I am all too human. Masyado tayong tao. Basically, tao naman talaga tayo. So, a slave to sin. There is a theological or there is a debate about this topic. Kasi, nag-uusap sila. Nung sinusulat ba ito ni Apostle Paul, nagba-back story siya? Nagsusulat ba si Paul, is it the current situation that he is experiencing right now? So, some people, it was back, past. But then, when I look at the original nito, I would agree with the decision that it is in the present tense. Ibig sabihin, Apostle Paul, who is a great, great apostle of God, is still having this struggle with sin. And makikita natin dito ang kanyang goal, why sinulat niya ito, so that we will understand chapter 8 after this. Sabi niya pa dito, I don't really understand myself. Nasabi niyo na ba yun sa sarili niyo? Minsan, hindi ko na alam. I cannot really understand myself right now. Why I am making this decision? Why I am doing this? Kasi, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. There is a conflicting circumstances between the law or what is happening around him and him as a believer na nasave na ng Panginoon. There are possible mga reasons about this. Maybe because he wants, there is, kumbaga, the sin is living with me, right? There is a desire for me that if I do this, I want to gain the appreciation of men. If I do this, dapat maging mas maangat ako sa kabila. Because when you do that, nakakaangat ka din. Wow! But then on the believer's side, we were redeemed by Jesus Christ, there is a battle that, no. But then at the end, nagkakasala pa rin tayo. Mga kapatid, this is a reality in our life because when you are a believer, do not say to me na hindi ka na nagkakasala. Minsan nga, nagkakasala tayo in our thoughts. Minsan nga, na may nakita lang tayo, nagkakasala na kaagad tayo. Why is that? Because I will tell you, magkakasala ka talaga because we are susceptible to it. Bakit? Because nandito pa tayo sa corrupt na world. Kaya nga, yung eyes dapat natin nakatingin dun sa restoration that we are in a new heavens and new earth, that we will receive a non-corruptible body. Hindi na tayo papasukin talaga na sin. And we cannot be tempted with sin. Yun yung picture ng dapat makita ninyo. But as long as we are here, living, we are subject to decay because of sin. It is sin living. Actually, wala po talagang conflict within the law and the believer. But the conflict with that is with the sin. So ina-highlight ko po dito ang kasalanan, mga kapatid. I think this is the chapter na kung saan i-highlight natin ang kasalanan para mas makita natin ito, ma-realize sa buhay, and at the same time, do something. Kagaya na lang po, the law, nothing is wrong, it's with the believer. Kagaya na lang po ng Tamiya. Paano tayo napunta sa Tamiya, Pastor? Hindi na, gustuhan ko lang. Sino po may Tamiya dito before? Let's go, di ba itong tawag nito dati? Let's go! Talagang uwi kaagad kami nito. So, sa mga yung mga kabata pa, sabi niya, ano kayong Tamiya? So, kakatapos na po ng competition yan sa Robinson's Maynila. So, ang bibilis po niyan. Ewan ko, paano nila tinitingnan yan? So, minsan, mura, minsan po talaga, yung dynamo pa lang yan, yung engine pa lang yan, umaabot na ng 5,000 and 10,000. So, pumunta ka po, nangyari po to sa buhay ko, pumunta ka po sa isang tournament. And all of the sudden, what happened, ay nadala mo yung battery na ginagamit mo during practice. So, mga kapatid, during the tournament, 50 laps ang gagawin. Ang battery mo, depleted na. So what will happen? Tatakbo ba yung Tamiya mo? Tatakbo, Pastor, kasi naka-Duracell ako. Ano, wala yung Duracell. Naka-Duracell ako. But then ginamit mo siya, naubo siya. Yes, you can go with one or two laps. But the reality is, kahit kagano kaganda yung Tamiya mo, pangit naman yung battery mo, talo ka pa rin. The same is true in our lives. Because of sin, it depletes the person. It depletes the person. Talagang pahihinain niya yung tao who is carrying out what supposed to do according to the law. Makikita po natin yan, that the believer is the fulfillment of the law. Kasi tayo po dapat mga believers ang susunod sa law so that makita ng ibang tao. Nakita niyo po? So, ganito lang pong principle with the conflicting circumstances with the law and the believer. Ganito lang po. We are living by the law, but we are living for God. Nakuha niyo po? Yes, we live by the law, but we live for God. So, ang kailangan po natin, hindi po lang talaga own strength natin, hindi lang po dapat yung own battery natin. We need something, we need to be recharged. Kaya po, next time, pag pumasok po kayo sa mga matitinding mga discussion or yung mga makubundong bagay na you want to really make an impact, kaya nga po, meron akong kaklase doon sa IGSL, nagpa-pray po talaga siya. Kasi ang market niya po is yung mga nagtutugtog sa mga bar. Iwan ko talaga, sabi ko naman, ang dami naman pwedeng i-reach out, but sila pa talaga. Parang may isa nagsabi rin sa akin, pakialam mo ba, Pastor Jit? Yun nga ang gusto niya eh. So, ipag-pray mo siya. So, talagang isang prayer po ng kasama ko dun is that, Lord, I pray that this brother will always be recharged by the Holy Spirit. So, pumasok po yun. So, in our life, we need a rechargeable, we need something to recharge us. Parang yan, rechargeable battery. Di ba pag nag-charge ka po, kinoconnect mo to somewhere, which is yung source. So, the same is true with our lives. If we want to live for God, we have to connect our lives to someone. And that is in Jesus Christ. We will always have a conflict with the people around us, with the law and within us. But the solution to that is to connect in Jesus Christ. Live for God, though you live by the law. That is the first conflict, mga kapatid. Pangalawa naman po is that we have conflicting and interest. And still, ang pasimuno nito is ang tinatawag natin na capital S. Ano yun? Sin. Sin. Pag capital S, ang sinabi niya, siya. Hindi po, sin po. Sin. When Apostle Paul said that nothing good lives in me. Grabe naman to si Apostle Paul. Masyado namang dinidegrade yung sarili niya. Dami mong ginawa, Apostle Paul. Ang ibig sabihin nyo lang po dito, mga kapatid, he was referring to his earthly body. Itong katawan po natin. This fallen body that we have. But our minds are aligned with God. Yet there is sin living around us. There is sin present which pushes us to do what we do not want. Talagang in-explain po ni Apostle Paul, I want to do what is right but I can't. Parang habang nagsusulat siya dito, siguro umiiyak siya. I want to do what is good but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't do, I am not really the one doing it. It is sin living in me. Dito po, just like this picture, nung hindi niyo po natanggap si Jesucristo, ganyan po tayo, napakaitim. Bakit po? That is a visual presentation of a person living under sin. Under the law and under the power of sin. Nakita niyo po? Pero nung tinanggap natin si Jesus Christ, pumuti po tayo. So si Jesus pala, ang gluta tayo. Hindi. Pumuti po tayo. Yan. Papatawa talaga ako para tumatayo yung iba eh. But then kung nakita nyo po, yung border ng tao is what color? Itim pa rin. Ibig sabihin po, in our inner person, babanatan ko po yan sa third conflict, nagbago na po tayo inside because we have Jesus Christ. But then the reality is, we are still, kung kaha natin, nadidikay pa rin, pero inside, napakaganda na tayo. Ganun po tayo. Tingnan nyo mga sarili nyo right now. Ganun. Ramdamin nyo sarili ninyo. Parang, sabihin nyo na, Lord, thank you because andito ka sa puso ko. Oh. Diba? Naramdaman nyo ba yung, nararamdaman nyo ba araw-araw na si Jesucristo ay nasa buhay ninyo? I hope so, mga kapatid. Kasi napaka-importante po niyan. Dito ay, makikita nyo, nung pumasok si Jesucristo, nagbago po ang lahat. Because Jesus Christ resides in our body. Temple na niya to. But then the reality, sin is still present. And because of sin, yung fallen nitong body natin, we are going to die. But then, there's a promise that we will be restored. So wag po natin, mag-change po tayo ng focus between mind versus matter. So, umangat po yung aking screen. Yeah. Kung minsan mapapansin ninyo po, talagang naawa ka kay Apostle Paul nung binasa ko po to for how many times. Parang naawa ko kay Apostle Paul. Parang grabe talaga ang mga temptation sa kanya. Grabe talaga ang pagbabatiko sa kanya. Grabe talaga. Alam niyo naman po bakit? Kasi dapat tumatakbo na siya from one city to another kasi hinahanap siya eh. So there is a sin. Parang tapusin ko na lang kaya itong ano Lord. Kumbaga, makinig na lang kaya ako sa kanila. Ganito ba talaga? So that's why there are believers right now na they have shipwreck from the faith. Because bumalik sila dun sa buhay which is old. But then, here we are right now, mga kapatid. We are redeemed by Jesus Christ. Inside us lives the Son of God. But then, the presence of sin is there. There's a conflicting interest between our mind and what our body wants to do. So, mga naglalaro po ng Dota dito, di ba, pag tinira tayo ng mga temptation, di ba, mayroon tayong anti, mga magic or mga atake na yan. So, nag-blocking bar tayo. But remember, pag binasa mo po yung details, it will only last for 9 seconds. 9 seconds lang yun. The same sa buhay natin, huwag mong sabihin na, Pastor, pag hawak ko po itong Bible na ito, hindi talaga ako tatablan. Ano bang version yan? No, it's not with the outer power that prevents us from sinning, but it's what inside us. Kaya po napaka-importante kung sinong nasa puso mo. Because if nasa puso mo, ikaw pa rin, talo ka mga kapatid. Manghihina ka pa rin. Manghihina ka at wala kang masasaksakan para lumakas ka. Kaya po, pagbabalikan natin, isa sa mga controversial ngayon is pornography. You see, the battle there is starting with the mind. At pag nanalo si Taning, nabigyan ka ng magandang environment, ikaw lang. Tapos, maglalaban na ngayon isang Kristiyano, Lord, pwede mo nang patayin yung wifi eh. There is a conflict in your mind and the matter ahead of you. Wala namang batas na nagsasabi na bawal. Bawal manood. Unless 18 years old ka. Pero hindi ka naman mahuhuli daw. But you know that God doesn't like it. Nandito sa utak mo. Napag-usapan namin to sa Romans. Napag-usapan namin to sa Bible study. Tapos ginamit mo tuloy ngayon yung, ginamit mo tuloy yung sabi ni Rick Warren na you are not an accident. So mga kapatid, nagsasabi, here's the one of the greatest lie na sinasabi ni Satan sa atin. Sabihin niya, it doesn't matter what you think right now. Do it better next time. Bam, pumasok yun ngayon. O nga no, bawi na lang ako next time, Lord. Pwede ba yun? Pwede ba yun? You know what's the fall with that? You know what's the fault and fall with that? Alam mo bakit? Masasanay ka. Magiging banner mo na yun. Instead, I will stop doing it. Sasabihin mo na lang, it doesn't matter what I think right now. Ngayon lang naman to. Gracious naman ng Panginoon. Papatawarin niya ako. If you are doing that, mga kapatid, you better ask yourself if you really have Jesus Christ in your life. Direktahan na tayo ngayon. Because if you are playing with sin because you know that God is gracious, you are in a wrong spot. You are this one. Ito. But then if there is the conscience, conflict number 3, and you want to desire to be out of that position, then you are in the right track. The same is true sa mga business natin, sa ating pag-aaral. Because of the sin na because of the desire of the sin na gusto nating makalamang, ma-promote agad, ma-valedictorian kasi makakaroon tayo ng scholarship, magka-bonus and magkaroon ng good shot kay boss. Maging mabango kay mama at saka kay papa. We do things not following what we have taught and what we have learned from Jesus Christ and listen to ourselves na which is, so ano naman, talagang merong pwedeng matempt ng kaaway and do the things that do not glorify God. Tanggalin po natin yung statement na it doesn't matter what you think. Do it better next time. Tanggalin po natin yan. Because sin is present around us. Sin is just waiting for us to devour. Sabi po yan sa 1 Peter 5:8. So ano pong principle natin matutunan dito? There is a conflicting interest between what we think and what's the matter on hand. But you know what? That's a reality. Yet, we are faced with lies, yet God sanctified by God. Remember that God is sanctifying us. Always remember that. Ibig sabihin, when you remember that, you can always go back to God and ask Him to help you. Nakarinig na po ako ng mga stories of victories from people. And I'm just so thankful because kaya sasabihan ko talaga sila, bro, wag ka mahiya dyan sa story mo, bro. I-share mo talaga yan because you might be an answer to someone's prayer. Kaya nga dapat mag-build tayo ng magandang testimony, right? Para lang hindi itago. But ipakita para sa ibang tao that you were able to do this. We are faced with lies yet sanctified by God. The third conflict, we had conflicting desires. So kung nakita nyo sa picture kanina, the anatomy of man, meron po tayong soul, body, and spirit. Iniisip ko po talaga, paano ko ito ma-deliver ng maayos sa inyo. And so I have to present to you the anatomy of a person. But before that, sabi po dito, I have discovered this principle of life. May principle po na discover si Apostle Paul. Ano po yun? That when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong because of the sin. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This is the power of the sin. Pero alam naman natin na talo na talaga ang power. Ulitin ko lang po. We are being tempted by sin. When you are being tempted, hindi ibig sabihin, when you are tempted, wag niyo pong sabihin nagkasala na kaagad kayo. You know what? Jesus Christ was also tempted. You know what? It's because nagkatawang tao rin po siya. But remember, Jesus was both man and God. So he has the capability na para po talaga talunin yun. At ginawa niya lang po yun para talaga po maipakita sa atin na nagbabasa ng story na yun that we can do it in Christ. Babalikan po natin sa Ephesians 2:1. Dito po. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. So, ang dead po dito is not physically, but it is on the spirit. Ganito po kasi yan. When you did not, when hindi nyo pa po natanggap sa Jesucristo, you have a dead spirit. But then when you receive Jesus Christ, you have now a spirit of God which brings you life. Importante pong maintindihan natin to. Kasi ganito po tayo dati. Our inner person and our outer flesh are dead. So once we receive Jesus Christ, ano na po meron tayo? You are now controlled by the law of the Holy Spirit who gives you life. Na talaga pong didiin na ni Pastor Marvin in Romans 8. So ganito na po tayo ngayon, kagaya lang po nakaputi kanina, when we accepted Jesus Christ, our inner person is born again. We still live in a fallen body. Nagigets nyo na po? We are renewed inside, but then our body is subject to decay. Meron po, nakukurap po yung body natin. Ganun po ang nangyayari. That's why sinabi po ni Apostle Paul, there is a war within me. Gira po. Nagtatapunan po ng atomic bomb inside. But the good thing is that we can fight this because of the renewing of His Spirit. Kaya po sasabihin, pagdating po natin ng Romans 12, mga kapatid, be transformed by the renewing of His mind. Ang ganda po nun. Application na po yun. So, when we allow the Spirit of God, sabi po ng GodQuestions.org, to lead our lives, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. As children of God, we are no longer led by our own spirit, by God's Spirit who leads us to eternal life. So, yung dating ganun po, parang ganyan na yan, parang at war. Kasi yung inner spirit mo wants to do what's for God. Pero yung corruptible, fallen body mo wants to do what's for, ano po? Sin. Kaya po, what you're feeling right now is really the design of the world para kalabanin din yung inner person na meron sa'yo, which is Jesus Christ. Pero talo na po yan. Think about the victory na binigay niya na po sa kanya. So, para mas maintindihan po natin, sabi po sa 1 Thessalonians 5:23, God is a God who gives peace. May He make you holy through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept free from blame. May you be without blame from now until our Lord Jesus Christ comes. At saka sinabi po sa Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of the spirit, joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of that. Napansin nyo po, yung two verses na ibinigay ko sa inyo, hindi siya nagsasabi na, nagsasabi siya dito sa verse 12, may subject or piercing to the soul and spirit, hindi to the body. Bakit po? Ano pong gusto natin makita dito? If you are in a situation right now that you just want to take care of your body, then please, shift gear tayo. Take care of your soul. Because a person has a soul, spirit, and body. Ganito po yan. Noong nagkasala po tayo, our souls are tainted with sin. Ibig sabihin, a soul tainted with sin cannot be with His presence. Nakita nyo po? The soul, the human soul, is the part of a person that isn't physical. Ibig sabihin po, yung soul natin, what will remain after we die. Nakita nyo po? Crash course lang ito. Your body will be subject to decay. Maiiwan po yan. Bibigyan ka po ng bagong body ng Panginoon in the restoration. But it is what your soul, that will remain, it is imperishable. Napansin niyo po 'yun pag pumupunta kayo sa airport, yung may mga karne, imperishable. So ibig sabihin, ano tawag sa Tagalog ng perishable? Nabubulok. Biodegradable 'yun ata. So, nabubulok din, synonymous 'yun. So, yung ating katawan nabubulok, but then our soul inside is imperishable. So, kaya nga mga kapatid, the spirit is not after your body, the spirit is taking care of your soul. And what is the spirit? The Holy Spirit is this. The human spirit governs man's mental and emotional existence. Yan po yung human spirit. So we have a human spirit. Kaya nga po, babalikan natin dito sa picture na ito. Yan. Yung spirit daw po, it governs our memory, our conscience, our affection, our imagination, and even our, di ko na mabasa yun, reasoning. So pag wala ka pong spirit ng Panginoong Hesukristo, you will just reason on what you see around you. But then when Jesus Christ comes into your life, it governs now your spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the only means that we can connect to God. There is no other means. Nakita nyo po? And the primary goal po ng human spirit is to take care of your soul. Kaya kung mapapansin nyo po, ang tower talaga, ang gusto talaga ni Satan is that yung soul natin mapunta sa kanya, kasi at the end, the soul will always just go to two places. Saan po? Heaven and hell. So, kaya ang battle po talaga natin doon is not to take care of this body primarily, but our soul. So, what we think, what we reason out, what we parang naramdaman natin, mental, yung nakita natin na dito, mental and emotional existence, dapat po nakaayon sa kanya. It is the human spirit that gives us consciousness of self and other remarkable thoughts in our lives. Though limited lang po, but then we can always ask God to give us what we need. So, the human spirit was damaged in the fall. When Adam sinned, his ability to fellowship with God was broken. Remember, he did not die physically. Kaya nga nagsilabasan sila sa garden. Buhay pa sila. Na pag nakaapak pa sila ng pako, masasaktan pa yun sila. But they died spiritually. Ever since, the human spirit has borne the effects of the fall. Yung nagkasala po si Adan. Before salvation, a person is characterized as spiritually dead. Hindi ko po sabi yan. Sabi po yun ng mga verses dyan. A relationship with Christ revitalizes. Alam niyo po yung revitalizes? Yung nakikita niyo po sa Ponds, sa Mary Kay. Diba? It rejuvenates, revitalizes. Kaya angat po yung skin niyo, gaganda. So ganun with our spirit, talaga po nagbago, pumuti. Kanina yellow eh. And renews us day by day. Ulitin ko po, renews us day by day. Sinabi bang one time lang? Sinabi bang, renews you last January 2012? Day by day po. That's what the Holy Spirit can do. Kaya pag nakalimutan nyo po yan, go back and thank you for the Romans, because it allows us to remember the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Kaya nga po, with all of this, we are spiritually dead without Christ. Then, we need to take care of our soul. So who will take care of our soul if we are spiritually dead? Kaya ba ng katawan lang natin? Kaya lang ba ni Pastor Marvin na mapunta ang soul niya sa langit na siya lang? Kaya ba ni Pastor Jeter? Kaya ba kasi, Pas, tatlo yung ministry ko sa church. Siguro pasok na yun sa Panginoon. Matindi ka, Brad, saan mo nabasa yan? Baka uninspired yung nabasa mo. It's only in the life that's transformed by Jesus Christ we can take care with our soul. Kaya po, pagdating sa verse 24, sabi niya dito mga kapatid, Oh, what a miserable person I am. Sabi ni Apostle Paul, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin in death? Who will free me from this position na lahat na nakikita ko ay corrupted by sin? Lahat ng ginagawa ng tao, hindi naman talaga totally, but then most of it ay talagang towards putting you into a position na hindi ka talaga makakita ng Panginoon. Who will free me from this? Ano po sabi sa verse 25? Thank God! The answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the reason we always say a prayer, thank you, Lord. Hindi lang po thank you, Lord, for this food. But we should always thank God because we are a miserable person by nature, yet He arrived in our life and we are now a new life. A life that is living by the Spirit. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord, mga kapatid. There's no other way. So what's the point with all of those verses? Ganito po yan. As long as we are here on this earth, we will always be in conflict with sin. Sin is present because we are in a fallen body. The world is corrupt and Satan lives in this world. Sin has no power over us, but we can be tempted by it. That's a reality. We can be tempted. This must be realized by the believers, not for the purpose to do more, but for the purpose of surrender. The reason na sinasabi to ni Apostle Paul, kasi kahit gano'n nakatindi yung degree ni Apostle Paul, kahit na-memorize niya na yung Bible, remember, Apostle Paul is a Pharisee. He knows the law letter by letter, kahit baliktarin niya yan, alam niya yan, but then sinabi niya, oh, what a miserable person I am. Ito lang po yan. I cannot do it. You cannot do it. And together we cannot do it. But with God, you and I can do it. Paul's goal for the readers is to realize how miserable or wretched a person is without Jesus Christ in his life. Remember that we are challenged by sin, yet God's grace is better. Remember that Paul was talking to the Roman people, and during that time, ang Roman, napakatinding empire. So there is a big tendency and temptation na manggagaling ang ilang confidence sa kung anong meron sila, how many slaves that they have. But then, sabi ni Apostle Paul, no, if it's only you, then you are. Sabi nga ni Pastor Marvin in his previous preaching, ano sabi niya? Man without God is doomed to fall. Man without Christ is bound for failure. So what is the practical application to all of this? With our new position or identity being with Christ, we must live in this world, in this earthly body, not by our own strength. Tigilan na po natin na mamuhay according sa kung anong kaya tayo, according sa kung ilang degrees meron tayo. Tigilan na po nating mamuhay because anak tayo ni ganito. But lagi po nating tatandaan, we should live in the power of the Holy Spirit. We should live knowing that Jesus Christ is in our lives. Allow His power to work in your life, mga kapatid. Sabi nga po sa Philippians, it is the Holy Spirit that gives us the strength both to do and to will. Wala na pong iba. Kasi pag ikaw lang, boom, hulog ka po. Holy Spirit is our helper. Binigay po yan ng Panginoon to help us. Not just help, but He is our strength and many more. So my challenge, i-discover nyo pa po kung ano ang kaya ng Holy Spirit sa buhay ninyo. Then, kasi ganito na po tayo ngayon eh, dapat ma-discover natin bawat isa. Start reading your Bible. Start looking at the lives of many people na kung saan they become victorious because they followed Jesus Christ. Subaybayan natin. Subaybayan natin kung anong kaya at ano po talaga ang gagawin ng Holy Spirit sa buhay natin. And so, mga kapatid, remember, we are challenged by sin, yet God's grace is greater. It is found in the work of the Holy Spirit, at I am just preparing you to what chapter 8 will tell to us next Sunday. Let us pray. Panginoon, maraming salamat po sapagkat nakita namin ngayon sa pamamagitan po ng sulat ni Apostle Paul of how miserable we are, of how wretched we are. And so we declare, Panginoon, who will save us with all of this than no other name? No one can really save us except your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, with what we have right now, we have conflicting moments po talaga. We are tempted in every way, Panginoon. But we are so thankful because there are moments that we become victorious because we cling to you, but patawarin niyo po rin po kami. Because there were times, O God, na nagkasala po kami. Sorry, Lord. Sorry, Lord. But you know the contents of our hearts, Jesus. You do not look, Lord, on the outside but on the hearts. And I pray that as we have received this message, Lord, we will declare that we will always, always look, seek, and do what pleases you. Lord, I hope and pray that starting today we will take care of our soul, for it is our soul, Lord, that will go with you, Panginoon. It's not with this body, Lord. This body is subject to decay. And so, Panginoon, we want to receive this gift of eternal life. And tulungan niyo po kami na hindi lang po kami, Panginoon, that our surrender to you, that our obedience to you, ay maipakita po namin sa ibang tao, Panginoon. At sila rin po ay makakilala sa inyo sa pamamagitan ng aming buhay. Lord, let it be the banner of our lives that we will do things for you. Jesus, salamat po. Salamat po sa buhay ni Apostle Paul. Salamat po sa inyong salita. Sapagkat ito po ang aming sandigan. Ito po ang talaga po naming pinupuntahan bilang isang mananampalataya. Wala na po ang iba. Binabalik po namin sa inyo lahat ng kadakilaan, pasasalamat at papuri na nanggaling po sa inyong salita. Maraming salamat. Amen and amen.
Join the GCAS Manila community on Facebook and other social media platforms for more. Together, let's continue to obey beyond borders.